Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus of Lyon, Book 2, Chapter 15. No account can be given of these productions. But let us return to the aforementioned question as to the production of the aeons. And as in the first place, let them tell us the reason of the production of the aeons, being of such a kind that they do not come in contact with any of those things which belong to creation. For they maintain that those things above were not made on account of creation, but creation on account of them, and that the former are not images of the latter, but the latter of the former. As, therefore, they render a reason for the images by saying that the month has 30 days on account of the 30 aeons, and the day 12 hours, and the year 12 months, on account of the 12 aeons which are within the Pleroma, with other such nonsense of the same kind, let them now tell us also the reason for that production of the aeons, why it was of such a nature, for what reason the first and first begotten Ogdoad was sent forth, and not a pentad, or a triad, or a septenad, or any one of those which are defined by a different number. Moreover, how did it come to pass that from Logos and Zoe were sent forth 10 aeons, and neither more nor less, while again from Anthropos and Ecclesia proceeded 12, although these might have been either more or less numerous? And then again, with reference to the entire Pleroma, what reason is there that it should be divided into these 3, an Ogdoad, a Decad, and a Duodecad, and not into some other number different from these? Moreover, with respect to the division itself, why has it been made into 3 parts and not into 4? Or 5, or 6, or into some other number among those which have no connection with such numbers as belong to creation? For they describe those aeons above as being more ancient than these created things below, and it behooves them to possess their principle of being in themselves, one which existed before creation, and not after the pattern of creation, all exactly agreeing to the point. The account which we give of creation is one harmonious with that regular order of things prevailing in the world, for this scheme of ours is adapted to the things which have actually been made. But it is a matter of necessity that they, being unable to assign any reason belonging to the things themselves, with regard to those beings that existed before creation, and were perfected by themselves, should fall into the greatest perplexity. For as to the points on which they interrogate us, as knowing nothing of creation, they themselves, when questioned in turn regarding the Pleroma, either make mention of mere human feelings, or have recourse to that sort of speech which bears only upon that harmony observable in creation, improperly giving us replies concerning things which are secondary, and not concerning those which, as they maintain, are primary. For we do not question them concerning that harmony which belongs to creation, nor concerning human feelings, but because they must acknowledge, as to their octiform, deciform, and duodeciform pleroma, the image of which they declare creation to be, that their father formed it of that figure vainly and thoughtlessly, and must ascribe to him deformity, if he made anything without a reason. Or again, if they declare that the pleroma was so produced in accordance with the foresight of the father, for the sake of creation, as if he had thus symmetrically arranged its very essence, then it follows that the Pleroma can no longer be regarded as having been formed on its own account, but for the sake of that creation which was to be its image, as possessing its likeness, just as the clay model is not molded for its own sake, but for the sake of the statue in brass or gold or silver about to be formed. Then creation will have greater honor than the Pleroma, if for its sake those things above were produced. Chapter 16. The Creator of the world either produced of himself the images of things to be made, or the Pleroma was formed after the image of some previous system, and so on ad infinitum. But if they will not yield assent to any one of these conclusions, since in that case they would be proved by us as incapable of rendering any reason for such a production of their Pleroma, they will of necessity be shut up to this, that they confess that above the Pleroma there was some other system, more spiritual and more powerful, after the image of which their Pleroma was formed. For if the Demiurge did not of himself construct that figure of creation which exists, but made it after the form of those things which are above, then from whom did their Bythus, who, to be sure, brought it about that the Pleroma should be possessed of a configuration of this kind, receive the figure of those things which existed before himself? For it must needs be either that the intention of creating dwelt in that God who made the world, so that of his own power and from himself he obtained the model of its formation, or, if any departure is made from this being, then there will arise a necessity for constantly asking from where there came to that one who is above him the configuration of those things which have been made. What, too, was the number of the productions, and what the substance of the model itself? If, however, it was in the power of Bythus to impart of himself such a configuration to the Pleroma, then why may it not have been in the power of the Demiurge to form of himself such a world as exists? And then again, if creation be an image of those things above, why should we not affirm that those are, in turn, images of others above them, and those above these again of others, and thus go on supposing innumerable images of images? The difficulty presented itself to Basilides after he had utterly missed the truth, and was conceiving that, by an infinite succession of those beings that were formed from each other, he might escape such perplexity. When he had proclaimed that 365 heavens were formed through succession and similitude by one another, and that a manifest proof of the existence of these was found in the number of days of the year, as I stated before, and that above these there was a power which they also style unnameable, and its dispensation, he did not even in this way escape such perplexity. For when asked from where came the image of its configuration to that heaven which is above all, and from which he wishes the rest to have been regarded as having been formed by means of succession, he will say, from that dispensation which belongs to the unnameable. He must then say that either the unspeakable formed it of himself, or he will find it necessary to acknowledge that there is some other power above this being, from whom his unnameable one derives such vast numbers of configurations as do, according to him, exist. How much safer and more accurate a course it is, then, to confess at once that which is true, that this God, the Creator, who formed the world, is the only God, and that there is no other God besides him, he himself receiving from himself the model and figure of those things which have been made, than that, after wearying ourselves with such an impious and circuitous description, we should be compelled at some point or another to fix the mind on someone, and to confess that from him proceeded the configuration of things created. As to the accusation brought against us by the followers of Valentinus, when they declare that we continue in that hebdomad which is below, as if we could not lift our minds on high, nor understand those things which are above, because we do not accept their monstrous assertions. This very charge do the followers of Basilides bring in turn against them, inasmuch as they, the Valentinians, keep circling about those things which are below, going as far as the first and second Ogdoad, and because they unskillfully imagine that immediately after the 30 aeons they have discovered him who is above all things Father, not following out in thought their investigations to that Pleroma which is above the 365 heavens, which is above 45 at Ogdoads. And anyone, again, might bring against them the same charge, by imagining 4,380 heavens, or eons, since the days of the year contain that number of hours. If, again, someone adds also the nights, thus doubling the hours which have been mentioned, imagining that in this way he has discovered a great multitude of Ogdoads, and a kind of innumerable company of eons, and thus, in opposition to him who is above all things Father, conceiving himself more perfect than all others, he will bring the same charge against all of them, inasmuch as they are not capable of rising to the conception of such a multitude of heavens or eons as he has announced, but are either so deficient as to remain among those things which are below, or continue in the intermediate space. End of chapter 16.